Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton, home of the Miami Dolphins, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, AM 560 Sports WQAM, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Text me. Text AM 560 Sports WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 305-567-0560. The national sales event is on at Kendall Toyota on US 1. Get a great deal and make no payments for 90 days on all new Toyotas, Tacomas, Tundras, RAV4s, all available now at Kendall Toyota. Call 305-KENDALL.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into not only another season of Panthers hockey across the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Panthers, by the way, off to a 1-0-0 start. They picked up a season-opening win over the New York Islanders on the road. 3-1 was the final score two nights ago back on Thursday. But welcome in to another season of the Panthers Insider Show. It's great to have you here with us this morning, and we'll be with you every Saturday morning throughout the Panthers 22-23 season. So the Panthers kick things off with that win over the Islanders two nights ago on the road. Today, by the way, should mention it. Put it on the calendar. Put it on your schedule. Set an alert on your phone. Any way you can consume it, make sure you do. Today at 1 o'clock, 12:30, Panthers preview across the radio network. It's a 1 o'clock faceoff as the Panthers pay a visit to the Buffalo Sabres, opening the season with a three-game road trip. This is game 2 of 82 on the campaign, game 2 of 3 on the trip. The Panthers and their Atlantic Division rivals, the Buffalo Sabres. That's going to be today at 1 o'clock. Both teams entering the game 1-0-0. Buffalo picked up a season-opening win over Ottawa by a 4-1 score back on Thursday night, so should be a fun one. An afternoon game today from Key Bank Center in Buffalo, so that's going to be coming up today. You don't want to miss any of that. We will have it for you across the Panthers Radio Network. Again, 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30 is Panthers preview. And a programming note, if you're tuned in from Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 96.5 WPOW FM HD2 is your place to listen. You can also check it out on 12:30, The Gambler in the Palm Beaches. You can listen on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The NHL app also always makes it so easy to tune in. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, remember you always get every Panthers game, whether it's at home or on the road, channel 932 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platform. So again, so many ways to check out Panthers hockey. Today, you can check it out from Buffalo. 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30 Panthers preview. Panthers wrap up this season-opening road trip Monday at 7 on the road against the Boston Bruins. We'll have all that across the radio network for you. And the Panthers start up the home schedule. You don't want to miss it. Coming up on Wednesday night at 7:30, it's the Panthers and the Philadelphia Flyers from FLA Live Arena. 7:30 face-off, FloridaPanthers.com. Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And again, lots of fun to be had that night. The Panthers starting off the season on Wednesday. Come kick off the season at our home opener. That's coming up on Wednesday with our pregame ultimate catwalk red carpet event presented by your South Florida BMW centers. Come see some new faces and your favorite cats walk the red carpet and enjoy some specialty food, drinks, and activations. So that's what's coming up. In just a few days, Wednesday, the Panthers will open the home slate up against the Flyers. Friday night, they'll have Tampa Bay coming to town at 7:30 p.m. You won't want to miss that game. And then a week from tomorrow, the Panthers wrap up that season-opening three-game homestand against the New York Islanders at 5 p.m. So the Flyers, the Lightning, the Islanders, the opponents on the upcoming three-game homestand for the Panthers. That kicks off with the home opener on Wednesday. And when the Panthers are at home, you want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear. So go to NFLATeamShop.com for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game-use gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Get yours while supplies last. Shop now, FLATeamShop.com. Well, what do we have coming up over the course of this abbreviated edition of the Panthers Insider Show? Normally, we'll be with you for an hour. Today, a half hour. So again, the main thing is that we're right here with you on the Panthers Insider Show. Normally, this will be an hour show, but today we'll have to cram all the fun into a 30-minute block. But we are going to have some fun. We'll be hearing from the Panthers head coach coming up in just a moment, Paul Maurice. We've got some sound from him reflecting back on the season-opening win from Thursday night, 3-1 on the road over the Islanders. We will also be hearing from Panthers forwards Anton Lundell and Sam Bennett. So we'll be hearing from them coming up in just a few moments. This segment, coming up next segment, you know him well from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast, which, by the way, you can find wherever you listen to your podcast, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, Google Play, Spotify, the official podcast of the Panthers. Also from floridapanthers.com, Jameson Olive, my friend and yours, he's going to stop by in segment two. We'll talk about what we saw Thursday night when the Panthers open up the season against the Islanders. We'll preview today's game a little bit, so lots to get to. Coming up with somebody who covers the Panthers more closely than just about anyone, Jameson Olive is going to join us coming up in segment number two. So again, lots to get to in an abbreviated edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Looking back, a 3-1 win over the Islanders on Thursday. The Panthers got goals in that one from Etu Luostarinen, Patrick Hornquist, and then Matthew Tkachuk with the empty netter came in the very late stages, just over a minute to play. Great to see him get his first goal as a Panther, and he was rewarded with the empty netter. He had some huge chances throughout the game, played a great first game as a Panther. So again, he was all over the ice, making an impact. You could say the same for all the Panthers who made their team debuts back on Thursday. It wasn't just Matthew Tkachuk, but looking through some of the other forwards who played their first games with the team, Rudy Balcers on that line with Matthew Tkachuk, also Colin White, Nick Cousins, Mark Stahl, the veteran defenseman, Josh Mahura on the back end as well. Six Panthers made their debuts with the team. Everybody fit in so nicely, and that was a key throughout training camp. Guys talking about just what a welcoming group this is on and off the ice, making that transition so easy for a lot of guys. Sergei Bobrovsky was outstanding as well, turned away 32 of 33 to open the season back on Thursday night in net for the Panthers. So some big individual performances. Let's get to hearing from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, who picked up a win in his first game as the Panthers bench boss. Here's Paul Maurice beginning with his takeaways from the Thursday victory.
Well, we're kind of on a journey here to develop different parts of our game, and we've been a real good rush team historically, but that's not the game that the Islanders allow to happen. So we need to find a way. You get into a game, you get your power play chances, but nothing goes. You still need to be able to find a way to win 5-on-5 hockey. We got enough zone time. We had scored our two goals off it. So that was the most important thing. Then it was, I walked away, it was fun. It's a fun bunch of guys on the bench. Like, they're serious and they're playing hard, but they got a good sense of humor, and they seem to like playing with each other. They chirp each other pretty good. It's a fun environment back there.
And even though it's one game out of 82 and one win, is it important for the guys to see some positive results like that to open the season?
As long as, especially in the flow of the game. So even if you lose the game, if you're playing on the right end, you're doing the right things, you got your chances. Like Matthew, Tkachuk will tell you that he should have had four, right? So that's there, that they have something to get excited about the next game. Is there enough offense there? Do we generate it from doing hard things? Bob was happy with what he saw in the net in terms of some box outs and some things like that. So that's really important, that the things that we worked on, they can see them in the game.
Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach right there, and congratulations to him. Picked up a victory in his debut, his regular season debut as the Panthers coach. So he liked what he saw in the win back on Thursday night. And again, this after practice yesterday. The Panthers got to Buffalo, had a practice yesterday. So this coming from after practice yesterday. Here's Paul Maurice once again when he was asked what he likes about coaching Matthew Tkachuk. Remember when Paul Maurice was coaching the Winnipeg Jets, Matthew Tkachuk was playing for the Calgary Flames. They saw each other quite a bit from opposing sides, but here's what Paul Maurice said about what he likes about coaching Matthew.
The real pleasure there is getting to know him as a person, as a man, how much he likes to talk about hockey. what I've enjoyed the most is the way he's treated the support staff. Right? So you got a young man who's an elite player in this league. You always kind of watch that. How do you take, you know, he took the trainers out for dinner, I think, the first week he was here. He's very kind and giving to all the people. And then he gets out on the ice and he's an angry young man. So I like that. I like getting to know those guys. His hand skills, I knew they were good, but I didn't realize how good they were. So I'll tell you what I told him today. I thought when I walked off the bench last night that he hung behind the goal line too much. And then I watched it, and he was right like 95% of the time. So he will be a player as a coach that you learn from. Watch him play over and over, and I'll start to get a better understanding of when to release back behind the net. You're not cheating the game. His anticipation skills behind, really, really strong. So I've really enjoyed it. He's multifaceted. He's much more than just the guy that you see every time there's a scrum on the ice.
Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach right there, that after practice yesterday, talking about Matthew Tkachuk and everything he's bringing to this Panthers team, going to make a huge impact, no doubt about it, on his new club. Picked up his first goal with the team in that victory back on Thursday. Speaking of the win on Thursday, here's what Sam Bennett, Panthers forward, who played on that line with Matthew Tkachuk, here's what he had to say about opening the season with a win.
Yeah, it's huge. It definitely feels good to get off on the right foot. And, you know, I thought we played a pretty sound and full 60-minute game there. So, you know, it was a great start for our team.
And even though it is only one win and, you know, one game out of 82, is there a little extra to get one to start the season like that just to get some positive results right away?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's good for, I think, team chemistry and team confidence. You know, we got a bunch of new guys, new coaching staff. So, To get off the start with the win is big for our group.
And you mentioned the new guys, but it seemed like everybody gelled pretty quickly. I know Matthew said after the game felt really comfortable getting in there with the new group, and it seemed like your line had a lot going for it. Just overall, how'd you feel that all the new guys did fit in?
Yeah, they fit in great. It's you know, they didn't seem like new guys. You know, we all gelled well. You know, finding ways to you know, generate chances, generate opportunities, and as we're still learning the system. So, you know, it was a great game overall.
And you've obviously played in them before, but tomorrow we got the afternoon game. You like the afternoon game?
Yeah, I love it actually. You know, sometimes it's nice to just get up and go play. You don't think about it all day. So, definitely looking forward to that.
Sam Bennett of the Panthers, that yesterday after practice, hence the saying the game's coming up tomorrow. He's talking about today's game, folks. 1 o'clock, you can catch it today. But, of course, that conversation happening after practice yesterday. Sam Bennett talking about picking up the victory to open the season. Nice game for him to start the year. He's talking about guys who've made an immediate impact and then continued to make an impact on the Panthers since he arrived in South Florida. Let's hear from Anton Lundell. Now, before we step aside to a break, again, we have Jamison Olive coming up next segment. But Anton Lundell, the Panthers, about that season-opening victory.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's so excited and so fun to start the season. And, of course, even more fun to get the win. And well, I think we played really good. We just need to, you know, we have a lot of games, so we need to stay positive and take the good things with us and go towards the next games.
And a win like the one you had last night, that's an opponent that makes you work for every inch of space that you're going to get out there. Did it feel good to get a win that way too, kind of a game where you just had to stick to it and eventually things paid off for you?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. That's like playoff hockey. Both teams battle really hard. There's not that many goals, like scoring chances. So, I mean, that was a good test for us. And for sure, that was a good win.
And to start the season off on a road trip here with some new faces, is it nice to be able to get everybody together here to get on the road like this for a week or so?
Yeah, it's been a long summer, for sure. It's we're just trying to improve ourselves. You know, like we've been waiting for this the whole summer, and now the season starts, and now the real game starts. So it's fun to start playing again.
And the last thing for you've played in the afternoon games before, but tomorrow you've got a game 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you like playing the early game?
I like playing the early game. It's a prime time game in Europe, back home in Finland. So it's gonna be fun.
So Anton Lundell expects to have a lot of friends and family across the pond tuned in to the game coming up this afternoon. A 1 o'clock Eastern start, 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We're going to take a brief pause. When we come back, we've got a chat with Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. We'll break down that win from the other night. We'll talk about the game coming up today. Lots to get to in this abbreviated edition. Folks, Doug Plagans here with you on the Panthers Insider Show right here on the...
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. It's an abbreviated edition of the Panthers Insider Show with you for about another 10 or 11 minutes here. So, an abbreviated edition of the show this morning, but then we will be back at it coming up at 12:30 with Panthers Preview, 1 o'clock live from Buffalo, Panthers and the Sabres. That's going to be this afternoon. So, set an alert on your phone. However you keep things in order, write it down on a post-it note, mark it on your calendar, even though it would be a day of marking it on your calendar. However you keep things organized, the Panthers are playing this afternoon in Buffalo, and you don't want to miss it. It's game two, the middle game of this season-opening road trip. The Panthers will be in Boston coming up at 7 o'clock Monday. Then the home opener for the Panthers is going to be on Wednesday at 7:30 against the Philadelphia Flyers. You don't want to miss that. Wednesday at 7:30, 954-835, puck, the number to call, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Friday, the Panthers have the Tampa Bay Lightning coming into FLA Live Arena, a renewal of the Sunshine State Showdown coming up on Friday. And the Panthers and the Islanders, who they opened the season with a couple of nights ago. The Panthers will see the Islanders a week from tomorrow, an early game. I think they would call that the twilight start. 5 o'clock, the Panthers and the Islanders. So that's how the upcoming schedule shapes up. Panthers and the Sabres this afternoon as the Panthers try to go to 2-0-0 on the season. Now let's get into hearing from friend of ours, friend of the program. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast, the official podcast of the Panthers, which you can find at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. You know him from the second intermission after 40 of every Panthers radio broadcast. You know him from FloridaPanthers.com. Jamison Olive, kind enough to stop by. I had a chance to catch up with him, and Jamison Olive begins. I asked him what he liked about that season-opening performance from the Panthers against a New York Islanders team that's going to make you work for every inch of ice.
Yeah, Steph Test and Paul Maurice said after the game, you know, he thought the team got better as the game went on, and that's true. But what I'll say at the same time is also they were very just consistent from start to finish. Yes, they improved, but at the same time, there was really no, you know, hills and valleys in that game. It was pretty much a straight line. The team was given the same effort from minute one to minute 60, and that's the type of game they want to play. Just the same in and out, every shift, same effort, and over time, they'll come out with more wins than losses. And we saw all that last night. They just kept the pressure on, kept applying the pressure, kept putting pucks on net, and eventually a couple got past Sorokin, who was having a great game. So for the Panthers, I think that was probably the perfect test. Sam Bennett said as much earlier when we talked to him. You know, that's the type of game you want to start with because it's the type of game they want to be playing come playoff time.
And Paul Maurice said the same thing after the morning skate before the game on Long Island when he said a game like what the Islanders were gonna throw at them, that's the kind of game the Panthers want to be able to have consistent success in. And when that game got going, took until the back half of the second period before the Panthers were ultimately able to get one, but it was a game where they stuck to it and they wound up getting positive results. I think it was just a great way to start the season when you can play it the way you want to and get a win.
Yeah, and you got to give a lot of credit to Sergei Bobrovsky as well, who just played out of his mind. I think he had 14 high danger saves, around that number. So the game could have gone differently if he wasn't as hot, but at the same time, Sorokin was just as hot for the Islanders. So it was a goaltender duel. Those are going to happen. It just comes down to what team can break through. And for the Panthers, they understood what kind of goal it was going to take to break through, which was just put pucks on net, hope for a tip, and that's what they got for Atulu Sturinen's goal for the first of the season to break the ice. So the Panthers, you hear the term a lot, they understood the assignment there heading into that game, and they executed well, and they're only going to get better. And that's, I think, one of the things that really kind of stood out from that game is the Islanders really were almost exactly the same team as they were last year. There's a lot of familiarity. They're already good chemistry-wise. The Panthers had, you know, three new D pairs, a lot of new lines. It's going to be a work in progress, new system under Paul Maurice. So I expect them to get better every game. So if you can say that while also getting wins early on, that's exactly what the Panthers want to do.
You mentioned that a lot of newness, but from everybody we talked to, whether it was during training camp or since that first game was played, everybody feels like the new guys especially, everything's gelled pretty quickly here. Who stood out as far as the new guys? Seemed like everybody looked pretty comfortable.
They did, and they all look really comfortable out there. But at first, you got to go first and foremost with Matthew Tkachuk, who just came out flying. I think he had two between the leg shots in the first, you know, couple of shifts there. Got a couple kerfuffles started along the boards. You could see him chirping out there, getting under the other team's skin.
I think it's the first kerfuffle in the history of the Panthers insider show.
Maybe, but with Tkachuk here, there's definitely going to be a lot more down the road. But he was as advertised, everything they thought he would be, he was for the Panthers. And you could tell how much he wanted to make an impact there in game one. And that's how he's going to be every game. He wants to be an impact player, no nights off, never a passenger. And 16 shot attempts for him. No other Panther had more than six. So that just goes to show you, you know, what a nose for the net he has. And most of those shots coming, you know, from the low slot on the doorstep up close. And that's an area the Panthers really wanted to get better in this season, was attacking from those areas. So Matthew Tkachuk, nice to get rewarded with an empty net goal there at the end, because he definitely deserved it after that debut. But Rudy Balcers looked great on that second line. Love what he brought there on the forecheck with his speed, playmaking ability. You look at Colin White, got a point, got the secondary assist on Etu's goal. Only one away from 100, so keep an eye on that when the Panthers are in Buffalo here. Could hit a nice milestone. Mark Stahl still developing some early chemistry with Brandon Montour, but Montour told me the other day that he feels like it's coming along there, but he's a veteran. He's got over 1,000 games in the NHL. He's going to figure it out. But overall, I think one of the other big surprises for me was Josh Mahura. I mean, Josh Mahura was in Anaheim a couple days ago, just claimed off waivers, had about, I think, two practices maybe here with the Panthers, and he looks steady back there. Exactly what you want from a sixth defenseman, just a guy that can get out there, you know, make no mistakes, get the puck out of his own end, and contribute where he can. So overall, all the new faces fitting him, you know, right away.
And that line of Cousins, Hornquist, and Lomberg, as you would expect, they made their presence felt one way or another every time they were out there, whether it was through a scoring chance or a few big hits or just stirring things up a little bit. It seemed like every time they were on the ice, they were going to let the opposition know it. And that's something that this whole team is going to be able to feed off of.
Yeah, you know, banging bodies out there on the forecheck, chirping, getting under other team's skin, like I talked about with Tkachuk was doing before. But that line is mean but skilled and fast with Ryan Lomberg, who we talk about all the time, maybe some of the most underrated wheels in the league. But overall, that line, love what they did. You know, it's crazy that you can go from, you know, lines like the Tkachuk line and the Barkov line and these really high skill lines to then having that line that, while skilled, is just a completely different element in terms of grit, intensity, nastiness, things like that. So Patrick Hornquist's goal, the biggest one of the night in my book for the Panthers there, because when that game was tied up, you could feel the building getting back into it. Of course, that's a big night for the Islanders, kicking off their 50th anniversary season at home. Home crowd's going crazy. They tie it up. They're feeling good. Hornquist scores 30 seconds later. Building goes pretty silent again after that. So when you're on the road, you got to control the building as much as the other team, and the Panthers did a good job of that thanks to that fourth line and Patrick Hornquist.
Last thing here, Panthers getting ready to take on the Buffalo Sabres in a matinee game. Biggest thing you're looking for in this game for the Panthers to have success, and what do you expect out of Buffalo? I think this is going to be, I'm not sure they're a playoff team just yet. It's going to be a very competitive Atlantic Division, but no doubt should be an improved team that's going to make things a little bit more difficult on the rest of the teams in the division night to night.
Yeah, yeah, for the Panthers here, it's going to be just recognizing that these aren't the Sabres of old. And I think they realized that last year because the Sabres did take a nice little step for last year. We expect them to take another step this year. Like you said, still not ready for prime time, not ready to contend probably, but definitely a much better team than in years past. So I think that comes down to the coaching. When you have Paul Maurice behind the bench, you know that team's going to be ready every single night. So I expect the Panthers, you get that first win, you just want to keep winning. Sergei Bobrovsky said it after that first game, you know, life is good when you're winning. And I think that's kind of the motto for the Panthers here this year. They just want to keep that good feeling in the locker room. So it's a tough game just because you're on the road. It's a 1 p.m. start. You never know what to expect in those matinee matchups. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get the legs under you, so we'll see. But overall for the Panthers, I think they're finally going to get one on the power play. I really liked what I saw there in game one. A lot of scoring chances with the man advantage, 16 I counted. So I think they're going to break their own special teams. And if they can do that, well, you know, once again, just being steady at 5-on-5, they're going to be in a good spot.
James Sinala, FloridaPanthers.com. Big thanks to him for taking some time out for us, and great to catch up with him on the Panthers Insider Show. Some of the things that he highlighted there, yeah, the Panthers, they didn't cash in on the power play against the Islanders back on Thursday night, but it wasn't for the lack of execution, the lack of opportunity. Ilya Sorokin, the goaltender for the Islanders, he was the main reason the Panthers weren't able to cash in on the power play, just made some huge saves. But if the Panthers can continue to move it around like they are going to get their chances, and you like their chances to cash in at a pretty good rate. So I would think that the Panthers at some point going to break through on the power play here. They had a lot of chances overall anyways, just even strength going back to that game on Thursday night. So if they continue moving the puck like they did, they will have success, and that success could start today here against the Buffalo Sabres. Panthers looking to go to 2-0-0. So are the Buffalo Sabres. They opened their season a couple of nights ago with a win over Ottawa on home ice as well. So two teams trying to improve to 2-0-0. Coming up on the end of the program here, some notes for you. The Panthers, of course, today taking on Buffalo, looking to go to 2-0-0. Some milestones to keep an eye out for. Newcomer to the Panthers, Colin White, sitting on 99 career points, picked up an assist. His first point as a Panther back on Thursday. So he is looking to get his 100th NHL point. And coming up on the radar, it wouldn't be the craziest thing if he had a hat trick today, but he does score goals at a pretty good rate. Aaron Ekblad, 97 NHL goals, so his 100th National Hockey League goal, you'd think, not too far in the future coming up here. You like the chances of that coming sooner rather than later as well. That takes us up on the end of the show. Panthers and the Sabres today, 1 o'clock, 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Monday, the trip wraps up in Boston at 7 o'clock. We'll have you covered across the radio network for every Panthers game. The home opener is going to be Wednesday at 7:30 against the Flyers. A home opening, or I should say a season opening three game homestand, or to open up the home slate, if you will. Any way you want to look at it. Wednesday's the home opener for the Panthers. Kicks off a three-game homestand, and the Panthers will have the Lightning and the Islanders on that three-game homestand as well. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We'll be on the air at 12:30 with Panthers preview. 1 o'clock, the puck drops in Buffalo. Panthers and the Sabres today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Jameis and all, for stopping by. Doug Plagans here saying, have a good rest of your Saturday, but we hope to talk to you in a little bit when the Panthers take on the Sabres. This has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.